Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
9:12. Good morning. July 5th. Hope you're having a great extended 4th of July weekend. I said the start before, so it's a Friday, and it feels like the start of the weekend, but I guess it started on the 3rd, so we're really like mid 4th July. Is that fair to say? Right, G? Right?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave jumped me. It's not the start of the 4th weekend. Know, the 4th was yesterday,
he's
you bozo.
Exact. You know,
he's probably exact and correct.
I wasn't really correcting you, Mark.
No.
I was just pointing out that it's really not the start of the 4th. It is after all the 5th.
I think it was a very accurate and needed to be said comment by you, and I will own 100% my mistake.
And you jumped in on his newscast. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to do that?
You got
so passionate.
No,
like,
not really.
I'm here. Interrupt? Really, I mean, you can't do that today.
Well, I haven't all morning. I wanted to have one moment in time where I
it's okay.
Wanted to talk Joe Madden because I feel like he's being unfairly criticized.
So passionate. You were getting red.
Well, it's irritating because this is the greatest manager the Cubs have ever had, and they've done nothing but win with him. Yet people are unsatisfied and they want to point at him. He's not the reason why the Cubs are having a struggling year right now. Which, by the way, they are still tied for first place, albeit the division's terrible. Anyway, we don't need to talk about all that. But before we welcome in our next guest, G, do you have any grilling talents?
No, I don't even have a grill. I don't even have a patio right now.
Okay, Dave.
I am not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of grilling.
What would you say the forte is, if there is one?
Well, it's chicken.
A good chicken.
Oh.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a breast? Is that a, could you,
yeah,
throw?
Usually breast with bone in, and I cook,
wow,
it with the skin on, but then we don't eat the skin.
Do you have a marinade?
My wife usually takes,
okay,
care of the marinade.
Okay.
It's usually Italian dressing or something like that. Jess is probably so far below what Jesse does. He's just sitting over there smirking at me.
Jesse Valenciana is in studio right now. Okay, we're talking about Manbecue, cookbook author, food writer, all this stuff going on here. And I've got the Manbecue pulled up here on Amazon. Meat, beer, rock and roll, Manbecue. The next griller's Bible for those in their 20s and 30s, dedicated to meat, beer, and rock and roll. Jesse, this is a nice corner you're carving out for yourself. Good morning, by the way. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Good morning.
So give us the resume here. How did you get to be you?
It honestly, I used to have friends that would come over and grill with me. I had this really nice rooftop. I had a place in Logan Square, and you know, everybody would come over, and my friends started inviting other friends that were chefs. So they would show up and pretty much show me up because at the time I didn't know how to really cook very well. So it was kind of that competition thing in me where I was like, you can't come over and grill better than I can, even though you're doing it. So then I'm a nerd. So like the minute I really like to, when I like something, I kind of read into it.
You go all in.
I do. And that's kind of how that became a thing and how beer and me became a thing, you know.
But this Manbecue thing started out as a club, right?
Yeah,
it was a bunch of guys,
a bunch of dudes. We would hang out once a month on the rooftop, grill and bring beer, and then we would start kind of competing against each other for best recipe per month, and that grew and grew. And this was 14 years ago now. That's crazy.
So I am probably the worst griller going. I'm the type of guy that throws meat on there, and then I got to cut it in half to make sure it's done, which is just completely sacrilegious. I know.
Wow.
See, I don't know how you know. How do you know the chicken's done without cutting it?
So I always get asked that question, and there's really not a science to it. You know, I yesterday we were cooking this pork, this really nice piece of pork, and we just put a thermometer in there that's connected to my phone. And I just went and sat on my couch and was like, okay, cool. This will be done in X amount of time. And, you know, people always do that whole the palm trick. Like, this,
right,
this tells you how...
They touch it with their finger, the,
yeah,
meat with their finger, and then it correlates to
the doneness of the meat, yeah,
on the palm of your hand. So, yeah.
Which I always tell people, I'm like, there's that, and there's like a face thing, too.
Right.
But
the
realistically... Firmness. Don't be a cheapo. Just buy yourself a thermometer. Take the guessing game out of it.
If you don't want to make anybody sick, just buy a thermometer.
Yes, exactly.
Thermometer from the side or from the top?
Always, I always go on an angle.
angle from the top,
yeah,
and trying to get to the middle.
The meatiest part.
And you believe the thermometer. I trust that thermometer.
I trust that thermometer.
It's technology.
Yeah, but
trust technology.
Let's go with the basics here. So are you gas, charcoal? Like, what are grilling 101? Fly both through that.
Both. So they both have different, personalities. Different grills have different personalities. Yesterday we used charcoal. So everybody goes, oh, of course, charcoal. But I had the gas grill in the back ready to go in case we wanted to use gas grill. Gas grills are more convenient. Charcoal grills, if you want to get that smoky flavor. Yesterday we were dumping chips on the charcoal to get that smoky flavor, and we're kind of convection heating, recirculating the meat with this wood. So,
what's the biggest mistake people make? I mean, really?
Overcooking. When I do heat zones... So I always do indirect grilling. A lot of people will put like these huge amounts of charcoal and then just dump a piece of meat and they're just kind of like, yeah, there you go. And then it just overcooks and you get this piece of shoe pretty much.
I'm looking at your resume here. You perfectly cooked wings, slow roasted barbecue, handmade sausages. You're about perfection here. You're not about even making. You're not saying it's really good. You're saying that this is the. I know how to do it better than you know how to do it. There's some competition going on here, Jesse. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm a nerd, so I really get into what I do. When it comes to sauces, it takes me a long time to really perfect a sauce.
Uh-huh.
Rubs, same thing. You know, like it's all about balance, and it's. I like testing recipes out with friends. People come over, and I just make sure you know what my baseline recipe is and where I go from there.
All right, so take somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Here's a piece of chicken. What do you do with it?
I personally, I'm not a big fan of chicken, but if you're going to do chicken, if you want to do a dry rub on there, like a citrus rub, and then I would baste it with like something almost like a lemon vinaigrette, you know, so it's like nice and light, but... I would say, hey, are you sure you don't want pork, to be honest?
And then what would you do? Okay, let's start with the pork, then. What would we do?
Well, pork for me, again, I'm always about the rub. Like, you have to get a nice rub. That's your base, right? Put it on the part of the grill where it's not direct heat, unless you want sear marks. So then you sear your pork. But same thing with pork. You get a nice marinade that you can baste on there.
Well, give us a basic rub recipe. Like, what's a simple one that people would already kind of have the ingredients in their home, the spices?
I love coffee. Coffee, cinnamon, salt, and what else can you put in there? I mean, if you've got cumin, you can...
Like coffee grounds?
Mm-hmm. Like really finely ground coffee. Look at his face. He's almost disgusted.
No. I never even thought you could do that. You take coffee grounds, mm-hmm. and then what do?
So you put brown sugar, you mix it with brown sugar, kosher salt, a little bit of cinnamon, and that honestly right there.
And you just rub it all over the pork,
uh-huh.
and live that dream.
Uh-huh.
How long do you leave it on the pork? Like,
depending on the size of the cut. So what I would do is you put a bunch of olive oil on the pork, put the rub on there, make sure it's completely covered, and just let it sit for at least an hour in the fridge before you throw it on the grill.
Why do you have that look on your face?
I'm just trying to figure it all out here. Now the rub's on. You don't take the rub off.
Nope.
You don't. There's no dusting. Okay.
No.
I know. Relax. I knew that was. But so okay, we got the rub on there. We throw it on. You got coffee grounds. Now you're eating coffee grounds.
Yeah.
That's legal.
Okay. That's completely
well,
legal.
I didn't know that was like if you're drinking coffee, you get some coffee grounds. That's not a hack. That's not a good moment. Gee,
nice flavoring.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's one of my favorite recipes is that rub on a hanger steak. Hanger is like one of the most tender parts of the cattle. So that rub on that, and then you know you could do a sauce on the side, but uh-huh. that alone, and cooked medium rare, perfection.
What about the rib?
So I just did a video on Chicago style ribs, and I know this is a big barbecue faux pas, but I showed how you bake them in the oven and you finish them on the grill. I'm not a huge fan of ribs. I think it's, I don't know, they don't do it for me, but same thing, put a rub, cook them, and then baste them with like a nice thick barbecue sauce that you can make using the drippings from the ribs.
You love pork, but you don't like the rib. You're not into chicken. How do you feel about the burger?
I love burgers.
What's your ideal patty mix?
Honestly, if you get really good beef, good ground beef, if you know your butcher, they'll get you good ground beef. I don't ever get like ground beef from a big box retailer. I always go to a butcher because I'm...
Got to go butcher.
Always have to. 80-20, you have to have a good amount of fat so it's a nice and juicy burger.
Uh-huh.
My secret is cast iron pans on the grill because then you're cooking it in its own fat.
Super Joe, you got anything to add here? I see you smiling in there, at least when the burger came along.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of grilling. So, I mean, anything, I wouldn't give a thumbs down to chicken. I wouldn't give a thumbs down to ribs. We're all good, you know. So, you know, my favorite thing to grill is actually chicken thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stay juicy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good, too.
You know what? I know, I mean, women grill just as well as men. But I know that for men, grilling is kind of like this macho pride thing for you guys.
It's true. It's true. But I have no macho and no pride. Awful.
Okay, so you also work for Goose Island Beer.
Correct.
So do you use beer in your marinades with grilling?
I do. I did a really tasty skirt steak marinade, and it was essentially 312, which is our American wheat ale, with citrus and garlic. And threw some slices of onion in there. You keep that overnight. Make sure you get a really nice and tenderized piece of skirt steak, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then I think you make some amazing tacos with that kind of beef.
Mm. You see you smiling there, G.
I know. Sounds really delicious.
Good stuff.
It's fun. It's, you know, the point is to get out there and really experiment with flavors. You know, when you go to the store, pick flavors that you like and just, there's no wrong way to grill, to be honest.
Do you ever grill any of the plant-based stuff, Jesse? I really like Beyond Burgers, Impossible.
The Impossible Burger is good. So at Goose Island, we do like a monthly grilling thing, and I always get stuck behind the grill, and there's a few vegetarians and vegans. The Impossible Burger, there's a sausage that they make that's pretty
I've
amazing.
Had that.
Yeah,
it is too. Good. I just had it recently. Yeah. The Italian sausage is really good.
And the texture is really good, and that's the biggest thing is, you know, if you get that out of your head that it's not meat, the seasoning's is really good and the texture's like on point, so you kind of close your eyes and just lie to yourself.
So, I mean, I think they're doing the same thing with tofu now, where you at least to me it used to taste terrible, but now it's borderline delicious with everything they put on there. I like eating it, which is just, I mean, that's a development for me.
I think people are coming around to it too. It's knowledge, right? Knowledge is what ultimately empowers you when you're cooking. People didn't always cook tofu the right way. You need to get the sloppy piece of gelatinous whatever.
Right.
And that's not how
nasty.
You do it. Yeah.
But now, are you feeling that, Dave? Do you like a tofu?
I'm not big on tofu. I mean, I just don't eaten much of it.
Okay. I don't know who, I've just been to a couple parties lately where they've made the tofu. I'm like, this is delicious.
I like how you call it the tofu.
I don't know.
I love it. The tofu.
The tofu.
Now, Jesse, what Goose Island beers do you pair with what?
Well, it depends. Yesterday, I had Natural Villain, which is, it's a Helles-style lager that, to me, it's a little bit malty, so it's almost like, think of like a Mexican-style lager. And I had a bunch of lime left over, so I was drinking that with lime, and that paired really great with the juicy burger that I made. We also have SPF, which is a Saison passion fruit, so it's nice and fruity, and I paired that with pork. So we did this like Asian-inspired pork, and there's always really great flavors in there, and the sweetness in the beer just kind of accentuated the sweetness in the actual pork.
Mm. I just want to make sure we're helping people out that are listening that have grilling problems, okay?
Yeah.
So the number one, you know, faux pas is overcooking your meat. Anything else?
Dirty grills. So always start off with a clean grill, nice clean grill grates. Make sure they're nice and oiled, so the meat's not sticking down there. You're not ripping it off. Don't be cheap. Buy yourself a thermometer. Don't be cheap. Get yourself good grilling tools.
I got it.
grilling tools, what are essential?
So I always have a spatula, really good tongs. Weber makes amazing tools. Those guys have just perfected the grilling game, so you can't go wrong using their tools. Spatulas, tongs. The fork I never used up until a few years ago. It's good for flipping steaks, but I find myself mostly using spatula and tongs.
Couple questions here. Do you mean coffee grounds or ground coffee?
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds, okay.
Yeah, which is ground coffee is coffee grounds.
Okay, they're looking for clarification here, so I figured there might be a difference. So I wanted to ask, and also the 847. I like this text. It makes me, a 34-year-old woman, laugh that men are always associated with grilling when so many of them are so bad at it. So just a full on
huge call out. That is a huge call out,
right?
Yeah, you heard what I said earlier, right? Women are great at it.
Women are better at everything generally.
For the record, true. I never said that it was a man.
No, I didn't. I just think that men, though, consider it a point of pride that they like to be able to grill.
Sister is, she's vegan, and she makes some of the best recipes out there. So, like, I like learning from her, getting really good, like, spice mixes and stuff. I mean, in my family, women are probably better grillers than us guys.
I'm with you. I never said it, okay? You asked me the question. That was it.
I just to name it, women generally are smarter than men, more in touch with their emotions than men. They're better cooks than men. They're better at parenting than men. Anybody want to argue with any of this?
I don't know. I think you're pretty well in touch with your emotions, too.
Well, thank you, Dave. I do appreciate that. But I was just saying in general. In general. Okay. You know,
Fair enough. I don't know. I'm certainly not going to argue with that statement.
just in general. That's all I was saying. All right. Jesse, great to see you. Thanks for the knowledge.
Thanks,
we appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.